just want to follow that up, thinking of this manner of fellowship. Scripture says that our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And oftentimes we emphasize the fellowship with the Son, but how many of us really enter into fellowship with the Father? And in this connection, we see in John's Gospel, chapter 1, in the verses that we've had before us, that he, no one has seen the Father at any time, but the blessed Lord Jesus has, as we've been saying, was manifested, has appeared. And it says, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, the only unique, one-of-kind Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. That word declare, there's a verse in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 11 that will tell us in verse 27, all things have been delivered to me by the Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. The one in whom the Son wills to reveal the Father. When we think of this, this is another reason why the Lord Jesus Christ appeared, to bring us into a deep relationship with the Father. Not just so that he would save us, but to bring us into a relationship, a place of intimacy with the Father. And I think that we lose sight of this. We don't appreciate as deep as we ought this relationship we've been brought into with the Father. That now, through the Spirit of God, I can address him using the language of the Son. In Mark chapter 14, the Lord Jesus said, Abba, Father. Now the Spirit, Galatians 4, tells me that through the Spirit, I cry, Abba, Father. And the book of Romans chapter 8 tells me that now because the Spirit testifies with my spirit that I'm a child of God, a son of God, that I cry out, Abba, Father. This is sonship that we're talking about, that we've been brought into such a relationship. This is a deepening, we talk about a deepening sense of this grace. This is what this grace has brought me, who are alienated away from God, at enmity with God, at a distance from God. Now I'm reconciled, but there's more. Now I'm restored to, but there's more. Now God is satisfied with the finished work of Christ and can accept me in the beloved, but there's more. Now I'm a child of God, but there's more. Now I'm a son of God. And the very one in whom was in the bosom, and I think that expression, I think it's important that we just underline that expression, because it has the thought for us to consider the bosom of the Father. It really is a place of never changing affection. Notice it says in verse 18, who is in the bosom of the Father, present tense, while he was here. In eternity past, yes, but while he was here, he was in the bosom of the Father. And just one more note on this. Brother Wael mentioned the second place where it was mentioned in John 13. And I just underline this, that John was leaning on the bosom of the Lord Jesus, a place of affection, a place of intimacy. But then the next verse, I don't know if you've noticed this, but the next verse says after he spoke to the, then he who leaned on the breast of the Lord Jesus. Total different word. And what that means is the difference between the bosom and the breast. Well, it's the same thing. One speaks of intimacy and one speaks of nurture, speaks of provision. And Beloved, if we're going to move on to verse 2 or verse 12 of our chapter and what the grace of God teaches us, we've got to be leaning on the bosom of the Lord Jesus in a place of intimacy and a place of intimacy with the Father, because that's what we've been brought into. And then the grace of God will teach us that all of our provision is found right in this blessed person.